The final Nobel Prize of the year was announced this morning in Stockholm, this time in the field of economics.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has today decided to award the Sveriges Riksbank Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel to Abhijit Banerjee, Esther Duflo, and Michael Kramer for their experimental approach to alleviating global poverty.
The trio came from MIT and Harvard. The economists attack social problems on alleviating poverty, almost like doctors testing out a new drug. The World's Sarah Birnbaum explains.
In the mid-1990s, Michael Kramer had what you'd call an aha moment. He was working with a nonprofit organization in Kenya distributing free textbooks to kids. And there are programs like this all over the world. The theory is you give kids resources and school attendance will go up. So Kramer's friend, who was running the program, was just supposed to start handing out the textbooks. But Michael Kramer had a different idea. Here he is speaking about it in 2014.
I mentioned to Paul that if they wanted to understand the impact of their program, they could find 14 schools and start the program initially in 7 of them. Choose those randomly.
Kramer designed a large randomized trial, like a drug trial. He gave some kids the treatment, in other words, the textbooks, and some kids were in the control group, so they got nothing. And in the end, what he found surprised everyone. The kids who got the textbooks didn't do any better in school than the kids who didn't get the books. What was effective? Giving the kids pills to cure their intestinal worms. Again, using randomized trials, Kramer found that a health intervention cut school absence rates by 25%. Esther Duflo worked with Michael Kramer and also won a Nobel today.
So these are not your intuition. This is not what people would have gone for. And yet these are the programs that work.
In her TED Talk in 2010, Duflo explained that the World Bank, NGOs, governments, private donors, they all give billions of dollars to helping the poor. But too often they go from fad to fad and have no idea what works.
The thing is, if we don't know whether we are doing any good, we are not any better than the medieval doctors and their leeches.
She says we're no better than medieval doctors using leeches.
Sometimes the patient gets better, sometimes the patient dies. Is it the leeches? Is it something else? We don't know.
Duflo says that randomization, like in the Kenya example, takes the guesswork out of the process. But not everyone is convinced that it's the answer. Michael Patton is a well-known consultant in international development. He was interviewed on this program back in 2007 for a story about Duflo, Banerjee, and Kramer's work. Patton says randomized trials are harder than they look.
Community interventions cannot be reduced to the control conditions of laboratory experiments, which is what the medical and pharmaceutical model is about. The complexity is so by 100-fold different from administering a pill that the comparison actually breaks down.
And what works in one country can't necessarily be exported to another country. So back to the textbook deworming example. Just because something works for 30,000 students in Kenya doesn't mean it will work for the millions of students in other parts of the world. But the Nobel Committee has endorsed the work of the three economists. In announcing the prize, the committee said, in just 2 decades, the laureates have, quote, considerably improved our ability to fight global poverty. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.